Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sean McDermott joins me on the Wester Hotline right now here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. Bills, Patriots, Sunday night football inside Highmark Stadium. It's going to be a great crowd, rivalry uniform night for the Buffalo Bills. Should be great weather. Good morning, Coach. Welcome back into the show.
Good morning. Great to be on with you guys this weekend. Another great weekend of weather in the Western New York area.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Pat Hammer just said, Coach, we're going to have near 80, I think, over the next few days. We're enjoying this right now. Get out and play some golf when you have some time, by the way, which I know is probably not very often this time of year.
Not very often is accurate. Not very often or never this time of year, but hey, that's what we sign up for.
Yep.
But it is beautiful and very enjoyable, to say the least.
Before I get into this week, Coach, let's just look back to last week and congratulate you, 90 wins in your career as the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. I know you don't go into a game or a season thinking about the numbers, the records, but when you step back and think about what it takes to kind of win in this league and how tough it is to be around long enough to do something like that, what does it mean to you personally?
Oh, it's very humbling. It really is. I mean, what a blessing it's been to be here with my family, raising our kids in our community. Hopefully we've added a lot to this community, and in the midst of all that, we've grown a lot since being here and have gained a lot as a family from this community. And I think it's a great just community to be in and raise kids in, and a close-knit type of place, which we really love and appreciate. And the football part of it has been enjoyable, right? To be able to do what we've done. It's never about one person. I've had a great team around me, players, staff, Brandon and his staff. So couldn't have done it without everyone's help, but much more to go. And we're looking forward to the journey.
And of course, being a part of this community, football runs deep here in Buffalo, as it does around the country. This is Rivalry Weekend here in Western New York with the rivalry jerseys, and of course, highlighting some games on the local high school schedule. You've played football your whole life, basically, Coach. What do you remember about rivalry games in high school and in college?
Well, I think it's kind of human nature, isn't it, for everyone to get a little bit more amped up for those games, maybe have a little bit more on the line in terms of, that kind of that grit, that fire that lights in your stomach and the core of your guts as you head into the game. And so we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and it's certainly a high level opponent that's playing well right now. And It's going to be a tough one for us.
When I think about these rivalry games, Coach, you and I are right around the same age. I think about all the right moves with Tom Cruise and the bus pulling in Pennsylvania and the rain and the big neck rolls, right? We've come a long way since then, but it's kind of that feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, well, speak for yourself, Sal. I didn't grow up in that era.
I love it. All right, Coach. Well, you do have a game, obviously, Sunday night against the New England Patriots. It is the Nike rivalry uniform night for the Buffalo Bills. Should be a fun crowd, great weather. But, of course, you are dealing with some injuries on the injury report. Let's get to that right now. And if you have anybody you want to tell us about that is going to be out for this game, and then I might ask you about a couple specific players and what's going on. So with that, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, sure. So Dorian Strong and Dorian Williams will not practice today. They'll both be out. TJ Sanders will not practice today. We'll take it one day at a time with him as we head down the stretch here. And the same, well, not the same, but, you know, you look at Spencer Brown, Matt Milano, Ed Oliver, they'll all practice in some fashion today, and we'll see how they do.
Okay, I'm curious about Dorian Strong, Coach. Any concern there? He had a neck injury. He showed up on the injury report. Now he's not going to play. What's his prognosis?
Yeah, no, it's just something that's just popped up here, and it's things that we're looking into, so we'll have to see as we move forward here.
Okay, and then, of course, Ed Oliver, Matt Milano, you have missed them for a couple of weeks. How do you think that they've kind of responded and progressed throughout the week here?
Yeah, I think they've done some good things, you know, each of them. You know, again, just taking it one day at a time, it certainly would be great to have them back. We'll see how it goes.
All right, Sean McDermott here on the Wester Hotline. Of course, that is the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Coach, you had a running back, James Cook, named AFC Offensive Player of the Month. Quite the honor. Just looking back, really, you guys have not had an Offensive Player of the Month other than Josh Allen since 2011. For a guy to play that position and win that honor says a lot about what he's done for your team so far. What have you seen from James through the first 4 weeks and really building on what he did last year?
Yeah, like you said, he's built on what he did last year. It's fun to watch him run. It really is. Yeah. I mean, he's just so nifty, so smooth at times. And then he does bring some power to the equation and some physicality to his game. And I can't say enough about the way he's grown and who he is as a player. And I'm just extremely proud of him to this point. You know, it's important to keep everything in moderation with his rep counts as well, mm-hmm. and trying to keep him as healthy as we can.
You have an opponent coming in here, the New England Patriots, who have a really, really athletic and talented young quarterback in Drake May. I believe he leads the league in completion percentage with guys who qualify. What do you see from Drake May so far through four games?
Yeah, a very impressive young player. Can do everything that the quarterback position calls for. He can throw it. He can run it. He scrambles with it. You know, it's clear that they, I would imagine they feel, you know, I'm excited about the future for him and then for their organization because of his ability.
And, of course, Stephon Diggs, a storyline coming back to Buffalo for the first time to play against your team. Here in Buffalo for 4 years, just a fantastic player, obviously, part of a lot of winning here in Buffalo. What did he mean for your organization at the time he came and the player he was for you in those 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like you said, very productive player when he was here. The combination of Josh and Steph was, you know, high level. And, you know, when you bring in a player like that, you know, they really bring, they really raise the standard. And if that makes sense in terms of the level of that you compete at practice and the level that you play at on game day.
And then finally, Coach, Mac Hollins as well. He comes back a year, quite the personality, obviously, Mac Hollins. What did you learn about him and, you know, going against him this time around and what he brings to the table for their offense?
Yeah, one of my favorites. He really is. I mean, and same with Steph. It's you know, it's hard to see players who have played with you and you go through things and they move on. It's not an easy part of the business, but it is the business. And happy for Mac and his family. And he's a really, really good football player. And the thing about Mac is, you know, he's a two-dimensional player. Not only run and pass, but also the special teams component that he brings to the table. So he has incredible habits every day. You know, he wants to be the best and he works at it. And whenever we would, hey, we got to slow down this day because guys are tired or what have you, he would get upset. And I love that about him because he always wants to go full speed and that's how he plays the game. So tremendous amount of respect for him.
Great insight. I love that answer. And Coach, you did bring up special teams. I want to ask you about defending their special teams and what you have to do this weekend, because they now have the reigning special teams player of the week and have had another one as well in Antonio Gibson. This is a Patriots team that wants to win in the margins on special teams. How buttoned up do you need to be in that area this weekend?
Well, they're explosive on special teams. They've done a great job building the roster to, you know, account for the how special teams, and particularly the kickoff return and kickoff play, have changed. So, you know, they've got explosive players. They've got 3 to 4 touchdowns if you include the preseason games as well. And so, you know, we got to make sure that we're on our details and that we swarm and tackle well, because and that can swing the game if we let it.
All right, Coach, enjoy the weather this weekend. Of course, Sunday during the day, and then Sunday night football. Bills Mafia is going to be definitely showing up to see these uniforms and cheer on and scream on the Buffalo Bills.
We look forward to it. Look forward to that 12th man. They're phenomenal. And enjoy the weekend. We'll see everyone Sunday night.
All right, you got it. That is Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the West Her Hotline. No Dorian Strong, no Dorian Williams. Dorian Strong, neck injury. We'll see where it goes. They're looking at some things. Don't love hearing that. For Dorian Strong, the young,
no,
young corner,
all.
The young sixth-round corner.
No, especially not a neck injury. Those
no.
You know.
So something to monitor there. The two Dorians will be out for the Bills. Dorian Strong, Dorian Williams, and then TJ Sanders will practice today. They'll see where it goes with him. They are dealing with some injuries here, and we'll see. Good news is Matt Milano, Ed Oliver, Spencer Brown, looks like they're going to practice again, and, I mean, they'll see where it goes after today. As well,
I do like the look of Milano practicing and tackling dummies, though. Like, even with the pec injury, that's normally a pretty good sign, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
him
taking the
stuff.
Yeah, taking the bag to the ground. I agree 100%. Just reading around the league here, Vikings have ruled out J.J. McCarthy for Sunday's game, so Carson Wentz is going to play again. Not that that's a huge surprise. And their line is going to be without three starters: center Ryan Kelly, right tackle Brian O'Neill, and left guard Donovan Jackson.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a good...
As well as backup center Michael Juergens. He'll be out.
So the backup's out as well?
Yes. So that means you're going to the third string center? Maybe you have to move somebody over?
Not great for the Carson Wentz back there.
No, we also had Adam Schefter reporting. I did not realize Breland Allen had a significant injury of some sort. But apparently, he is out 8 to 12 weeks, according to Aaron Glenn.
Wow.
I mean, that's the season.
Do we know what the injury is? I couldn't find it.
Let me see. Yeah, let me see.
8 to 12 weeks. I mean, that's Burrow's injury timeline, right? That's like 3 months almost.
Let me see. Breland Allen. Let me see if I can. You couldn't find it. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
He could rehab it to have surgery. Where does it here? It just says his injury. I can't tell what the injury. Oh,
MCL sprain. Yeah, MCL sprain.
Jets come to the Bills the final game of the year. I mean, at that point, if the Jets are out of it, Braylon Allen is not playing, right? I mean, it's 8-12. You're not putting the guy on the field, probably.
It's the same argument as Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, yeah, some injuries around the league to note. Speaking of around the league, let's take a look at this weekend's schedule, shall we? The week started last night. We told you about that. That was an overtime win, upset for the Niners, beating the Rams 26-23. The week starts on Sunday, though, with a London game. How about that? The Vikings are taking on the Cleveland Browns in London.
Second week in a row they're in London.
Dublin.
Dublin, right.
There you go.
They're overseas, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So Vikings, Browns in London. Dublin is where they played last week. This week they'll play in London. They stay there 1 week to the next. Vikings looking to go 3-2, but the Browns looking to go 2-3 after the after they have that win a couple weeks ago against the Packers, but then lost 34-10 to the Lions last week. I'm looking at the Browns box scores here. 16-17, 13-10. That's all they've scored. They're making a change, by the way. Dylan Gabriel's the quarterback. Texans, Ravens. What do you think about this game with everything going on? Do we have an official word on Lamar Jackson yet, by the way?
I don't think so. John Harbaugh is being very, very vague. He wouldn't even mention if he was day-to-day.
It sounds to me like he's not playing.
It sounds like it. I think they're trying to just keep people on their toes, but it sounds like he wouldn't be.
Rap says Lamar Jackson's hamstring injury is more week-to-week than 2 to 3 weeks. He will try to play this week.
Oh.
That's according to what I'm reading here. I don't know. Okay. Well, I don't know what that does for them. And look, the Texans' defense is good. They're a good defense. They're going to get after them. I think the Texans win this game, especially if Lamar doesn't play. But this is going to be a test for sure. And the Texans' offense can't get off the mat right now, it feels like. Maybe they can at some point against a Ravens defense that has struggled. This Ravens defense is supposed to be so good. It's struggled this year. Dolphins at Panthers. Dolphins struggling a lot of ways. So are the Panthers, though. They had that great game against the Falcons. Then they lay an egg last week against the Patriots. 42-13 they lose. Big game for both teams. They want to start keeping pace in their division. You know, yeah, you're not expecting the Dolphins to challenge the Bills. But right now, I mean, think about it. Look at the conference, the AFC. There's nobody running away. 2-2 is the 7 seed. 2-2 is the 9 seed. And the Dolphins get to 2-3. They're right there, and they're playing a Carolina Panthers team they can beat, but it's without Tyreek Hill, though. That's going to be tough for them. Same thing in this NFC, by the way. You look at the NFC, and you got teams at 2-2 right there in the 8 seed. You go to 2-3, you're right there again. You're Carolina. So you got it's a big game for both teams as far as where they want to take the rest of their season and the direction. Still a lot of football to be played. That's a 1 o'clock game in Carolina. Dolphins at Panthers. Raiders are at the Colts. I mean, the Colts, they go to L.A. and actually kind of outplay the Rams in a lot of ways last week.
Yeah, but they've looked pretty impressive with Indiana Jones there at the quarterback.
A.D. Mitchell, that play where he loses the ball.
That was bad.
I mean, that winds up really hurting them.
Mm-hmm. The Colts just have a habit of doing that. Jonathan Taylor did a similar thing last year.
And then the Raiders... They couldn't get out of their own way last week against the Bears late in the game, and the Bears wind up winning the game after they block a kick where the Raiders were trying to get the game-winning field goal. Patriots lost to this Raiders team, by the way, in week one, 20-13. So this is in Indy. It's a 1 o'clock start, and, you know, if you're a Bills fan, you want the Raiders to win this game. Anytime you can get the Colts, the Chargers, the Chiefs, all these teams that are up there a little bit, you want to keep pushing them back down. That would be a big loss for them and be pushed back down. Giants are at the Saints. Jackson Dart getting the start again. This is a Jackson Dart versus Spencer Rattler game. And Jackson Dart got the win last week. They did not put up any really solid numbers on offense, but he did enough. It's all you need sometimes. Just do enough. The Saints almost did enough to beat the Bills last week.
They were closer for comfort.
Yeah, interesting game. I think the Saints might win this game. As much as the Giants had all this energy, I think what the Saints showed last week, they showed me they can play a little bit, right?
Their defense sure did.
Yeah.
The safety that picked off Josh Allen was remarkable.
It's a great point, and they're going to try and get after the Giants, so we'll see. 1-3 against 0-4 in this game. It's a 1 o'clock start. Cowboys at the Jets. Just told you, Braylon Allen out for the Jets for probably the rest of the year, it looks like, at least 8-12 weeks. Well, could be the rest of the year, 8-12 weeks. Cowboys record, 1-2-1. Wait, why do we got to say that? Why do we got to say 1-2-1? They tied. They tied.
I kind of respect the Rams for not going for the tie last night, so we wouldn't have to mention another and one at the end. But
Jets looking for their first win of the year. They could get it, but the Cowboys are just too much in the passing game. I think they'll probably throw the ball all over the Jets. Jets might throw the ball all over on the Cowboys. I don't know. I got to look at the over-under. This could be a passing game back and forth. This is a big matchup. I know I have Garrett Wilson on one of my fantasy teams, and people are talking about, oh, yeah, Garrett Wilson should eat this week, right, against the Cowboys. But maybe the Cowboys can eat in the passing game against the Jets, too. We'll see. All right, 0-4 Jets host the 1-2-1 Cowboys at 1 o'clock. Also at 1 o'clock, the Super Bowl champion Eagles, who won by not completing a pass in the second half last week, by the way, take on, that's right, that's happened. They take on the Denver Broncos, who looked great on Monday night against the Bengals. Joe Burrowless Bengals, 28-3. Good test here for the Broncos. I'm very interested in this game. I want to see how the Broncos look in this test against the Eagles. And the Eagles, here they go. Eagles and Bills, right? The only two 4-0 teams in the entire NFL right now. Titans are at the Cardinals, who have a lot of injuries right now. I mean, I think the Cardinals are down to their fourth and fifth running backs at this point, it feels like.
At least third
and fourth. Titans still haven't won a game. Cam Ward at quarterback. This is a 4:05 p.m. start in Arizona, by the way. They're still looking for their first win. They haven't had it yet. This is a good game. Buccaneers at Seahawks. This is a 4:05 start. Interested to see what these two teams can do. Bucs are dealing with injuries. Mike Evans now out. Chris Godwin is back, though. They do have offensive line injuries. And the Seahawks, there's a lot of good stuff out there about the Seahawks, their defense especially. Mike McDonald, what he's doing with that defense. They've allowed 20 or less points in every game they've played. That's saying something. So this is an interesting game. Bucs at Seahawks. Bucs come here in November. Let's see what they have at the Seahawks on Sunday. Lions at the Bengals. I got to be honest, the Bengals are my loser pick pool here. My loser pick for the week. Yeah, I mean, can you really expect them to hang with the Lions at this point? They cannot move the ball.
No, it's crazy. The backup quarterbacks who really played well 2 years ago, Joe Flacco, Jake Browning, this season have not been able to replicate the same thing.
No.
Browning, I know a lot of Jamar Chase fantasy owners who were optimistic with Jake Browning because they'll still get some catches and points. You're right. They can't move the ball whatsoever, so...
You know that the Bengals are still in a playoff seed. They're at number 6 over the Chiefs right now because they started with 2 wins.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, they're second in their division, 2-2. The Lions, you know, hey, I was wrong. I thought I was right after week 1 when I said, yeah, you lose those coordinators, like they're not going to be as good or explosive. Holy cow. Last 3 weeks, 52, 38, 34 points.
Yeah, they figured it out.
They have, and they look really good. Do you know what the Lions have next week? Do you know the schedule next week at all? I don't know how far you look. I only noticed this because I was just looking at some things with like the Bills going to Atlanta Monday night. The Sunday night game next week, Lions at Chiefs.
Oh, that's a good one.
And what's cool is I'll be in Atlanta watching that game at night because we'll fly in and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sit back and watch this game. But that's Sunday night, Lions at Chiefs. But they got to get through the Bengals first, and the Bengals, they can't get through anybody right now with how they're playing. So... they are my loser pick. So now when I said it publicly, I'm probably going to lose that game and the Bengals will win. Commanders are at the Chargers. Looks like Jaden Daniels will be back on the field for the Commanders. But for the Chargers, they are very banged up in the offensive line. And this is going to be a struggle for them without their two top tackles. Obviously, Slater's out for the year. Alt's now out. I think Joe Alt is out this week. He's a sprain, high ankle sprain. So
yeah.
I think he's out. I don't think he's playing. I haven't seen anything on that. Commanders haven't done as much as people maybe expected or thought, but they have missed Jaden Daniels for 2 weeks. This would be a big game if the Commanders could beat the Chargers here in the AFC because, as I said earlier, you kind of want as many losses as you can for these other AFC teams that are competing with the Buffalo Bills. That is a 4:25 p.m. start, Commanders at Chargers. And then Monday night, it's Chiefs-Jags. We'll talk about that more on Monday. Chiefs have a Monday night game on the road and a Sunday night game at home next week against the Lions. In the meantime, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Northtown Automotive Buffalo Football Friday Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.